Hey there, just a quick reminder, we have a mentorship program if you're looking for personalized coaching and mentorship to help guide you to the next level of your interior design business, whatever that might look like for you, whether it's processes and procedures or what services to offer to how to incorporate wellness, intention, or spirituality into your projects. Come join us over at designcoven.com/join. Or if you're just in search to connect with other like-minded interior designers, you can join our free community, also located at designcoven.com/join. You're listening to the Holistic Interior Design Podcast. This is a podcast that guides you as a new or inspiring independent interior designer navigating your entrepreneurial path. Here, with my over 20 years experience, I will share my holistic approach to design with intention and ancient practices, including feng shui, all incorporating mind, body, and spirit into my design projects. You will also learn from seasoned interior designers as they give strategies and insight of how they built their businesses and continue to work in the field. Together, we will discover supportive trade partners, new ideas, creatives, and inspiring artists from around the world. I am your host, Rachel Lorraine Crawford. Hello, welcome to the Holistic Interior Design Podcast. Today, we are talking all about the three reasons why AI images will not impress potential clients. Before we get into that, I'm going to go ahead and set our space. Lighting our candle, connecting with all of you, setting the intention of inspiration, connection, and creativity. And then I'm going to pull a tarot card from the Nomad Tarot just to kind of get some more insight on what we might need to know on this topic today. We have the Wheel of Fortune. A great time to pull this card. Whenever I get this card, I'm always thinking about the wheel, the shifting, the phases of seasons, and we are coming into spring. There is new air coming in. There's new energy in the air, I should say. So Wheel of Fortune, this is all about moving into the next phase, knowing that things do come in cycles. So if you're in a lull, know that this will not stay like this forever. If you're on a high, remember what this feels like. Gather all that information because things are going to shift again. So just the changing, what I'm hearing today is changing of the seasons, which reminds me, we are recording this at the Pisces new moon. And with Pisces, this is all about the energy of illusion. It's dreamy, it's liminal, it's spaces that you can't necessarily touch, which has me thinking all about AI. So I know AI is huge right now. There's a big boom. Everyone is tapping into it, wanting to know how to use it. I've done an episode about using AI, but this is an episode on when and where not to use this tool. And I was at a museum the other day, and I went to an art opening the other day, and I'm just seeing like AI generated videos, AI generated art. It's getting kind of crazy. And the more that that's happening, the more I'm realizing that people are going to be craving human touch. We're going to be craving the real side of humanity and the real side of art and the imperfections. And I just see that the more AI that's happening, the more people are going to be gravitating to the real thing. And that also includes interior design and environments that we are creating with intention from the human. So I wanted to dive in to three reasons why you're not going to want to use AI, especially in your portfolio. The first reason, and I'm saying this because I'm seeing it. I'm seeing it more and more, especially in interior design. This is such a visual space, and it's very easy to get caught up into this AI bubble thing that's happening. So the first thing is lack of transparency and a misrepresentation of what you can actually do. So by showing AI in your portfolio, in your Instagram, on your website, a lot of people don't know the difference between AI and real photos. So there's going to be a feeling of mistrust, especially if you don't mark that this is an AI generated you know, image or space, they're going to feel like they've been duped or they can't trust you because they thought it was a real photograph of a piece of design work that you created. It's just going to give them second guesses, and it's going to give them the feeling of distrust and a lack of trust. So you definitely want to have trust, especially early on in your relationship. You don't want anything to be misunderstood or misseen or any of those things, because trust is at the forefront. It's at the foundation of building your design relationship with your client. So right off the bat, you want to make sure that everything that you're presenting is truly your work. It's things that you've done just to establish that foundation. Number two is the fact that AI is not going to be able to showcase your actual capabilities, your problem-solving skills, and your unique gifts that you have as a person. So by having an AI-generated image or room, it's really not tapping into the piece that you bring to the table. Everybody has something to bring, something different. There's nuances and quirks and things about you that you're going to show in work that you've actually done, and clients will pick up on it. They like that little quirkiness that you have, that they like that little thing that you do, and AI cannot reproduce that. So you're cheating yourself out of something that you can bring to the table that you might not be aware of. It's that secret sauce. It's that it factor that you bring that AI can't put into image. And then the last thing, which is also extremely important, is AI sets you up for unrealistic expectations on you. So if you are presenting a design that's been AI generated, a lot of times these AI generated images are rooms that cannot exist. There's things literally floating in the air. There's things that only have two legs versus, you know, four. There's weird stuff that AI is generating that can't be duplicated in 3D physical form that you are needing to be aware of. And if you present these things to your clients as your work, they're going to expect you to be able to accomplish these things, and they're going to want you to accomplish them easily because they're like, oh, you've done this before. This is no problem. And then when you start to share with them, oh, actually, I can't really do this because X, Y, Z, they're going to feel, again, duped, like you've given them an illusion, that you've sold them on something that you cannot provide on or that you cannot deliver on. You know, it's the same thing why designers, you know, aren't fans of HDTV, because they present an illusion. They're presenting, you know, a full remodel in just 3 days because there's a team of 50 and there's been months of work prior to the combination of actually installation. So again, it's that illusion factor. We're in Pisces, it's dreamy, things aren't real. You know, get grounded. And I know that many of you are just starting, so it's a really scary, slopey hill that you're going to be going down if you're starting to integrate AI imaging, because then it's like, what is real? What is not real? How can I trust you? There's all these things that psychologically are getting implanted into your potential client's mind. Also, I did say that some people can't tell the difference, but there is a ton of people that can tell the difference. And if all they're seeing is AI generated work on your website, in your Instagram, they're gonna be like, what does this person actually do? Can they actually design? Can they bring something into fruition? Can they bring it into 3D form? Or is this all just dreamy and they're making things up? Which is great if you are showing an Instagram where it's like, oh, look at these beautiful enchanted places that don't exist, but would be wonderful if they did. Those people aren't actually producing. They're not making things happen in a 3D world. So you're working in both realms as a designer. You're working in the liminal space, and you're also working in the physical stuff that we touch as humans. So you're balancing both places. There's definitely a time and a place for AI, and that's all for another episode. Today, I really just wanted to focus on why you do not want to place AI images on your website, in your portfolio, and on your Instagram. I highly, highly recommend not doing it, just so that you keep yourself transparent, clear, and connected with your clients on a different level. There's, you know, we are working with energy as holistic interior designers, and they will feel that something's off. They might not be able to tell quite what it is, but there is that level of distrust that comes with bringing an illusion as your work. I hope all of that connects with you. I'm sure somebody will not totally agree with it. I'd love to know your thoughts. I'd love to talk to you more about it. I'm sure there's going to be a ton more AI conversations down in the future. I'm not totally against AI. I had, you know, an episode about where and when to use it. Like I said, today is just showing you where not to use it. Alrighty, until then, happy designing, and we'll see you soon. You've been listening to the Holistic Interior Design Podcast. If it's one that you have been enjoying, please share with anyone else that you think can benefit from this knowledge, and leave us a 5-star review. That helps us get seen and found by other new and aspiring interior designers. And if you're looking for mentorship, I invite you to join our club here at the Design Coven. It's a bridge between school and real life interior design. We get in much deeper there. We have virtual and in-person events, so everyone is welcome. You don't need to have a design degree to be part of it, just an interest in holistic interior design. I also want to thank our editor, Marcy Ferry, and lastly, Kinseth Thibodeau, who is our music composer. Until next time, be well, and we will see each other soon.